But anyway, Revelation chapter number 21. Now, let me see if I can get our bearings right. I want to tell you about where we're at on our timeline as far as the book of Revelation is concerned. Last Sunday night, we were talking about Revelation chapter number 20, talking about the thousand-year millennial reign. So there you have Revelation chapter number 20. And then you remember at the end of chapter number 20, about verse number 11, I saw a great white throne, and he that sat upon him was called... Excuse me, wrong verse. And I saw a great white throne, and the books were open. Another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, and so on and so forth. And so that happens at the end of chapter number 20. Well, where we're fixing to start reading, in chapter number 21, we fixing to go plumb off the page. And so 21 and 22 deal with things that happen out into this area out here in eternity. And so what you'll see, let me see what this next thing is. You remember, all right, here's another way you can look at it. This right here is chapter number 20, the millennial reign, the lion laying down with the lamb, and the millennial temple, if you will, the millennial age. And then you remember us talking about the earth being destroyed by fire. Well, the first time in Genesis chapter number 6, it was destroyed by water. God put a rainbow in the sky and says, it'll not be destroyed anymore by water. I won't do that. But this time he's going to destroy it by fire. And 2 Peter chapter 3 talks about the elements will melt with a fervent heat and so on and so forth. And we talked about the Big Bang. And you say, well, you believe in the Big Bang. Well, I don't believe in the Big Bang on the front end. I believe in the Big Bang on the back end. And there is going to be a Big Bang. You say, why is God going to burn this thing up? Well, it's he's going to try it by fire. You remember the judgment seat of Christ? Try that by fire. And every man's work shall be tried, and so on and so forth. Well, this earth is going to be renovated by fire. And then, so that's chapter 20. Now, here is chapter number 21. And all of this happens off the page. That's chapter 20. And then we're going on off the page. And so that's where we're talking about. So let's look at, chapter number 21. And let's look at verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Now, stay in your seat. Don't get excited about all of that. But all of that stuff's not going to be in heaven. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for the words are true and faithful. I'm going to stop right there and I'm going to pray. And we'll talk about a few things. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this tonight. For, Lord, the service this morning that we had. And, Lord, we thank you for those that have gathered tonight. We ask you a blessing on the camp that's going on this week and traveling mercies and all of those kinds of things. But, Lord, we ask you to bless us tonight as we're here and trying to get something out of your word. I pray that you'd help us do that now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The book of the Revelation. This Bible, whether you understand it or not, and nobody, listen, nobody has everything understood out of this book. This book is a circle. This thing is eternal. You'll never get everything out of this book. You'll know, you say, why do you say it's sort of like a circle? Well, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the what? Heaven and the earth. We read in chapter 21 of Revelation on this end, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Well, in Genesis, you see Abel's lamb as a sacrifice. Well, in the book of the Revelation, you have the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And all of these different things, it comes full circle. You see in Genesis, paradise lost. Revelation, you see paradise restored. And Genesis, you see the tree of life gone. Revelation, you see the tree of life coming back. And so this thing is a complete circle. God says, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. A lot of people say, well, that means, and I understand Alpha is the first Greek letter and Omega is the last Greek letter. I understand all that. I got all of that. But here's what I'm talking about. It's not that God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. No. It's God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And anywhere you touch on that circle is the beginning and the end. Anywhere you touch Him, He's the beginning of it and the end of it. It's not this way, it's this way. And God, the Bible, is the same way. We're going into a complete circle. Everything in the book of the Revelation is coming back full circle. Now we're headed back to the Garden of Eden, where the Lamb is going to lay down with the lion, and so on and so forth. So that's what we're dealing with here in Revelation chapter number 21. Now, let's look at some things. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, let me show you this. Y'all remember this in Revelation chapter number 4. We talked about the first heaven. That's where the birds fly. The second heaven is where the sun, moon, and stars are. And then we talked about something right here, a water canopy, a sea of glass. Y'all remember that? That sea, that water that's up there. Let me see if I can explain it to you this way. The water that's up there, before you get to the third heaven, that water is partly what came down and flooded this earth in Genesis chapter number 6 in Noah's day. You say, well, where'd all that water go? It's called Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean. All of that water came from Noah's flood. And do you realize that's a lot of water? Well, let me just help you. That water right up there would make the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico and the Indian Ocean look like a pond in your backyard. Just to put it in perspective for you. And so in 2 Peter chapter number 3, when the elements melt with fervent heat and the first heaven and second heaven are passed away, that thing, there is no more sea. That's the sea it's talking about right there. And that's what he's talking about in verse number 1. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now, what's going to happen in Revelation chapter number 21? There's going to be a city that comes down from heaven. There are three new things that you'll see here we just talked about. Number one, new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. All right? I'm going to give you this, and it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32. And it says, give none offense neither to the Jew, the Gentile, or the church of God. You see that? In that Bible, in your lap, there's only three groups of people. You're either a Jew, you're a Gentile, or you're a part of the church of God. I'm not talking about the denomination church of God. I'm talking about the church that belongs to God, preposition of. We're talking about everybody that gets saved becomes a part of the church of God. So there's only three groups of people. Jew, Gentile, Church of God. Well, in Revelation chapter 21, you have three new places. New heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. Well, those three new places is for those three groups of people. The new Jerusalem coming down from God as a bride adorned for her husband. The church is called what? The bride. And so the new Jerusalem is for the church. The new earth is for the Jew. And then the new heaven is where the Gentiles will populate the new heaven. Now, some of you, I never heard that before. Well, you just sort of got to read the Bible and sort of cut Discovery Channel off for a minute. And as the world burns, and all my illegitimate children, sometimes you just got to cut that stuff off and read a Bible. And you'll get some of this stuff. Now, you have New Jerusalem. You'll have the new earth. and you have the new heaven, those three groups of people. And I saw this holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, descending from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Now, this is what you're going to find. Let me explain to you this way. In the Garden of Eden, before sin in this world, there is a kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God came down and set on the kingdom of heaven on this earth, and both of them were together like this. You understand? Kingdom of God, that's the spiritual kingdom. Kingdom of heaven is a physical kingdom on this earth, and both of them were together like this in the Garden of Eden. Now watch. When sin in this world, kingdom of God says, we're out of here. And the kingdom of God, which is heaven, and the kingdom of heaven on this earth has been separated ever since. Until Revelation 21. And in Revelation 21, this earth has been renovated by what? Fire. And so the kingdom of God says, all right, let's go back down. Full circle. Everybody with me? So the kingdom of God comes down and joins. I saw a city, holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. We're still in the Bible. And that thing comes down and the kingdom of God joins the kingdom of heaven again on this earth. And that's what we'll find in Revelation chapter number 21. Let me see what this... Okay. Now, and then look, some of these pictures that I got off the internet. I don't know if this is... So don't go and tell at the break table tomorrow at work. Brother Jeremy said this is what it looks like. I'm giving you an idea. Okay? I don't know. I ain't never been. Yet. But I'm going. And so anyway, let's look. Verse number 3. And I heard a voice, a great voice, out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Look, tabernacle of God is with men. How does that happen? It has to come down. And he will dwell with them, like he did in the Garden of Eden, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Notice in verse number 4. This is when God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Good place to say amen. Let's do some practice, okay? So I'm going to read these, and I'm going to say, there's no more whatever. And you say, oh, amen. Okay? And I know some of you are like, well, you know, look, we're not at the funeral home. So God's going to wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Amen. Neither sorrow. Nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. Somebody say amen. For the former things are passed away. Now verse 5 says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. You see that? Now, let me tell you the difference in heaven and hell. One of the differences in heaven and hell. All right. You remember in Luke 16. Luke 16, the rich man. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he said, Lazarus, Abraham, send Lazarus over here that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormenting these flames. Abraham said this to the rich man in hell. Remember thou in thy lifetime when you did such and such and such and such. Are you ready? The people in hell, their memory is never wiped away. They will remember every sermon they've ever heard. They will remember every song, every amazing grace they ever heard. They will remember everything about this earth. They will remember all of their saved loved ones that tried to get them. Or every church service where they almost stepped out and come. All that over and over and over and over and over in their mind. Day in and day out. their memory wouldn't be wiped away. Luke 16 tells you that. Remember thou in thy lifetime. Now, you're wondering about those of us in heaven. How am I going to live in heaven when some of my family didn't make it? It's not going to be heaven if you're always thinking about that. So God wipes away your memory and makes all things new. And the former things, what does it say? The former things, this word, are passed away. That's the only way you could live there. And you say, well, you know, are we going to know one another? Yes, that has nothing to do with us knowing one another up there. But you're not going to know if somebody didn't make it. You with me? Does that make sense? And so that's just the former things have passed away. Now you say, are we going to know each other? Well, yes, you're going to know each other in heaven. Sure, you're going to know people you've never met before. You say, how do you know that? Man, it's all in the Bible. You remember when Matthew 17, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John high mountain, transfigures himself before them, and guess who appears with Jesus? Anybody remember? Two people, Moses and Elijah. Let me ask you a question. Moses and Elijah has been dead a long time before Peter, James, and John was ever born. They never met them. They just read about them. And when they showed up, guess what Peter, James, and John said? Where's Moses and Elijah? What are they doing here? How'd they know that was them? So, that means when you get to heaven, you're going to know people you ain't never met before. And walk right up to them and say, hey, Abraham, boy, it's good to see you. How you doing? Eve, I need to talk to you. Eve, what'd you do? Eat us out of house and home? What? Other than Jesus Christ himself, the longest line waiting to see somebody is going to be Eve's. She may not survive heaven. Well, some of you ladies are not liking that. Well, need a little tougher skin, don't you? Well, let's move on. And so that's, I just wanted to touch on that because everybody's, you know, always wondering about, are we going to know one another? And let me help you. This might make some of you happy, and this might make some of you not so happy. But, and this is really not a good place to say amen, okay? But you're not going to be married to one another up there. All the men are going, yes! I mean, Eric Moffat's about to have a shouting fit over there, I'm telling you. It's not going to be that kind of relationship. You know why in church, and I'm taking a dirt road, okay? You know why in church we call one another brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so? That's our spiritual relationship. Now, some of us are physically kin in the room, physically kin. But everybody in this room, if you're saved, we're spiritually kin, and you're my brother or my sister. So in the spiritual world, your husband and wife, y'all not going to move in together in your mansion. You Daddy, that wasn't good. You each get your own separate mansion. Okay? Now, if you want to go visit, I don't know what all that work, how that works, but anyway, brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, some of you may be happy about that, and some of you, you know, may be sad about that, but I'm sure most of you are more happy than sad. Brother Gerald said amen. Now, let's look. Look at verse number 5. Let me move on. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for the words are true and faithful. And then verse 6, And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Freely is the first word in the Bible that was left out by Eve. God says, You may freely eat of any fruit, the tree of the garden. When she tells Satan, she leaves out the word freely. Freely. You say, Preacher, what is that? That's grace. If you leave out grace, we're all in trouble. And so he puts it here and says, Anybody, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Now, verse 7, He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, we dealt with that first, the second death and the first resurrection and all that stuff last week. Now, verse 9, let's get on to this. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Now, let me say, stop and say this. The Lord Jesus Christ has a bride, and it's associated with a city. The church, all the saved, makes up the bride of Christ. And the New Jerusalem is the city that's associated with the bride and the groom. Satan has a bride and a city associated with that. Satan's bride is the city that is associated with that is Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, associated with Rome, Italy. I don't try to hurt your feelings, but you know, hey, my head hurts, my stomach hurts, can't find my cigarettes. That's what it's associated with. And the devil has a bride. And the city is associated with is Babylon. Now, verse number 10, He carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear and crystal. And had a wall, great and high, had 12 gates. And at the gates, 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. South, 3 gates. And the west, 3 gates. Now, this is a sort of a picture of the earthly Jerusalem. It has 12 gates. And on each side, or the four sides, you have 3 gates. Well, you'll see. There's 3 gates. 3 gates here. You'll see the gates on this other picture there. We'll get to these foundations here in just a second. But there's 3 gates. Each one of these gates has a door. And the door is one solid pearl. And so up over the door, let's see. Up over the door is one of the names of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. This one actually says Judah. The big pearl that's over the door, is the door. And the name of one of the 12 tribes. There's Judah, Benjamin, Reuben, Simeon, Naphtali, Levi, so on and so forth. All of those gates has one of those names. Now, look at the next, verse number 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations in them, and the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. All right, here's the 12 foundations. Or here, you'll see the foundations here. 12 foundations. And each one of these foundations is a different stone, and it has one of the names of the 12 disciples. And there's another rendering or a picture of what they say. Each one of these 12 foundations, different type stone. Look at it in verse 16. And the city lieth four square. The length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth, the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits. That's 260 feet high. That's a high wall. According to the measure of a man, that is of an angel. Notice, men are angels. Angels are men. You just sort of have to believe your Bible. You can't believe the cream cheese commercial. And the building of the wall of it is of jasper, and the city was pure gold, likened to clear glass. How many have ever seen gold that you can see through? Pure. When gold is in the purest form, it's clear as crystal. Now, think about this before I move on to something. Think about this. You know what we mostly, the world, fights over down here? Everybody's wanting to get another dollar, make another dollar. And I'm all for taking care of your family and all that kind of stuff. For it. I'm for it. Okay? A lot of you probably need Dave Ramsey, but hey, I'm for taking care of your family and you know, doing all that kind of stuff and whatever. But what we fight over down here, they walk on up there. And so it shouldn't be as important to you. You shouldn't give it, hey, money should not control your life. Well, I hit a stump right there. But they walk on it up there. And they pave potholes with gold up there. You say, well, anyway, I'm not going to get into that. All right. Now, let's see. All right. This thing is, now, I've got a different, you know, some people think it's a cube. I think it's more like a pyramid type shape. But anyway, that be as it may. If you can see this, 1,500 miles, these are actually, what does it say? The length, the breadth, and it's like 12,000 furlongs. That's about 1,500 miles. So if you were to set this city, this is where it would set. Now, you have to remember, now, not only is it 1,500 miles this way, it's 1,500 miles that way. So in other words, if each story was 100 miles, there's 15 stories. Well, obviously the story is not going to be 1,500 or 100 miles. But you think about how many stories you can put in this thing. This is where it would sit. You say, is there going to be enough room for all of us? Well, yeah. Going to be enough room for you. Now, look at verse number 19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, and the fourth was emerald. And you got sardonyx, and then you got sardis, and all of these topaz, and some of these names that I can't even pronounce. Not even going to try. Don't even care. But they match. You remember in the Old Testament, the priest, he would wear that thing around his, over his breast and have those stones there. Each one of those stones represent one of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel. There's 12 of them, 12 tribes. And this is, if you want to look in your Bible, this is what these things look like. And so, I think I've got another one there. Yeah, there's another one. It's not as clear. But this is what they look like. Now, this is earth. This comes out of the earth. When you get to heaven, there's no telling what these look like. And then when you take these, and you make the 12 foundations, and then the glory of God. You remember in science class where you took the light and the prism and you shined the light through it and the colors went on all over the place? Think about the glory of God from the inside shining through those 12 foundations. Ain't that something? Only God can do that. And I'm doing my best to describe it, but I'm not even scratching the surface of what this is going to be like. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. Now, can you imagine wouldn't you like to see the oyster? That made that. Hallelujah. Verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street, notice, street, singular, of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass that you can see through. Now, you're talking about it. Listen, the Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare you a place, and if I not go to prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You don't want to miss this place. This is somewhere you want to go. Now, notice verse 22. I'm trying to hurry. And I saw no temple therein. Well, why do we not need a temple? Well, this is New Jerusalem. We're dealing with the church. There will be a new temple on the earth, the new earth. There won't be a new temple in the New Jerusalem. And I saw no temple therein. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Well, hallelujah. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. I just told you that, shining through that prism. And the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. Now watch, by day. For there shall be no night there. Can you imagine that? So, I'm assuming, and you're matching, there is no beds. Because in a glorified body, we're not going to need a bed. We're just going to stay up. Because there is no night, it'll be all day. You think about this. Think about this. Think. That is an eternal book. Heaven is an eternal place. You're going to be there forever and ever and ever and ever. And let me say this. I'm trying to get our minds wrapped around it. And you'll never see it all. You say, well, eventually we'll see it all. Uh-uh. It wouldn't be heaven if you could see it all in the first 100 years. Because the second 100 years would be boring. I mean, how many times y'all been to Gatlinburg? It's boring. How many times you been to Branson? I mean, you go, you already know what's there. You know all the eating joints. You get to heaven, you'll never see it all. Let me prove it to you, since I got a little extra time. How many times have y'all read the Bible? And you read across a verse, and you're like, they just put that in there. I've read over that 1,000 times, and I'm just now seeing that. Because it just jumped off the page. Why? It's an eternal book. You'll never get it all figured out. All right? So when you get to heaven, you'll roam around heaven for 1,000,000 years, and you'll come up on a place and say, I was just by here yesterday. I've never seen that before. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. Verse 26, let's finish up. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall be in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination and maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Only saved people will be there. No devil. No death, no dying, no heartache, no pain. Ain't that be good? There's not a problem you got that heaven can't take care of. You say, when are we going? I don't know. The Lord's smarter than that. He's smarter than that. He ain't telling you when He's coming. He knows better than tell me.